we've got more information here about the Sky Arts Ignition Series, Doug Aitken. It's from the 15th of September this year until the 13th of January next year, 2013, at the Tate Liverpool. Well, they're working in partnership with Sky Arts to deliver an exciting new public art commission, which will be opening in the autumn of this year. It will form part of the Liverpool Biennial. Tate Liverpool is the first project to be selected as part of the Sky Arts Ignition Series, a new funding initiative which will see Sky Arts partner with the six leading arts organisations over the next 3 years to invest directly in the creation of new groundbreaking artworks, events and performances, using Sky's reach and innovation to take them to more people on air and on the ground. Artist Doug Aitken has been commissioned to create a new immersive installation at Liverpool's Albert Dock. It will be Aitken's first public realm work in the UK, showcasing his pioneering and ambitious approach to public art, not only to those visiting Liverpool's waterfront, but to viewers worldwide with the support of Sky Arts. Widely known for his innovative fine art installations, including Sleepwalkers in 2007 and Black Mirror of this year, contemporary artist Doug Aitken is at the forefront of 21st century communication. His body of work ranges from photography, sculpture, and architectural interventions to films, sound, single and multi-channel moving image pieces and installations. His work has been featured in numerous solo and group exhibitions around the world in institutions including the Whitney Museum of American Art, the Museum of Modern Art, the Serpentine Gallery in London, as well as the Centre Georges Pompidou in Paris. Aitken is currently working on Song One, a seamless 360-degree circular projection with original soundtrack displayed on the exterior of the Hirshhorn Museum in Washington, D.C., which is scheduled to open to the public in spring 2012. So that's the Sky Arts Ignition Series with Doug Aitken from the 15th of September this year until the 13th of January next year. For more information on this, go to, as I mentioned before, the Tate website, tate.org.uk. They've also got a Twitter page, which is great. I've just got to try and find it. Hang on, where are we? It is simply twitter.com/TateLiverpool.